welcome to another amazing episode of The Age of Aquarius, where I'll be your host, Kenosha Amen. Well, we can see across the world and across this nation of America that many, many things are happening with nature. As I've been giving, I guess you could say, hints or precautionary advisories about what to expect from Mother Nature. As I said, the lightning strikes, the lightning storms would become more intense, and they have. And now, here, the biggest news that we have taking place in America is the fires. Not just the fires, but the massive swings and fluctuations in weather. Now, all of these are connected to the fact that the Kundalini of Earth, Mother Earth, is rising. But more scientifically, what we're seeing take place on the West Coast of America, and I guess you could say the middle of America too, is these fires are happening, yes, because of lightning strikes, and yes, the fires are happening because of increased temperatures, but all of these things are taking place because of what is happening underneath the surface of the Earth. You remember, there was a movie, there was a sci-fi movie that came out. I really liked it when it came out. It was called The Core, or Core. And the premise of the movie was the fact that, as far as Western science tells us, because I've never been down to the center of the Earth, so I really don't know what's down there. It's what they're telling us. Could be anything. It could be hollow, as far as we're concerned. But they were saying the magma core of the Earth had stopped spinning. And so because the magma core of the Earth had stopped spinning, there were all these natural catastrophes that's taking place. Now, concerning the fires that are happening on the West Coast, there was a particular scene in the Core movie where the surface of the Earth had been breached and this energy was coming up from the Earth. And it was causing fires, and it took place in San Francisco, like the San Francisco Bridge, like half of it disintegrated. The water was boiling and people were catching on fire. Things were catching on fire, especially buildings and cars melting pretty much. So in a visual for that, if you remember the first movie, The Matrix, when Neo defeated Agent Smith by going into his body, where Agent Smith started to, you know, he started to grab his arms and everything, and he was obviously in a lot of pain or distress, if a computer program can have that. And you start to see these cracks, these lines to show up along his face as the light energy from Neo, who was now connected to his source within himself, those energies were breaking through the face of Agent Smith. It was extreme bright light, and it was all along his face was basically cracking, and then he exploded. So keep that imagery in mind, because what I think is taking place is what was shown in the movie The Core as far as the fires go. All right, humans, we can't see x-rays, but what was coming up from the surface of the Earth in the Core movie was x-rays, and it was these x-rays powerful. They were powerful x-rays generated by the Earth, and they were burning everything. You know, yes, nature did burn, but not as much as man-made non-natural elements. I mean, everything that exists here on Earth comes from nature, is manufactured from nature. It's just how it's constructed. It either works with nature or it works against nature. And a lot of things that Western science and this current world creates works against nature. So when you have energies that come up from nature, they're the first things to be destroyed, you know, melted or broken down to their basic elements. So we see a lot of fires taking place on the West Coast, and they just seem to pop up out of nowhere. It's because of magma and x-ray energies that are coming up from along the surface of the Earth, and they're breaking up. They're coming up in all these different areas where people don't expect fires to normally take place. But if you were to do a Google Map search or just do a rudimentary search of America and zoom out via a map view and set your satellite topography so that you can see volcanic zones and fault lines, you will see that all these fires they're just in a straight line along fault lines, and where, you know, volcanoes exist or don't exist or may have been shown to exist in the past. So how much does Western science really know about Mother Earth and the energy that flows through her and underneath her, underneath where we put our civilizations? You know, so these fires are showing up where magma, I believe, is running along underneath the surface. Maybe hot gases are coming up and people are being caught in these areas where these gases take place. You know, maybe that's what took place with the Paradise Fire, with all these people just burning, you know. And how did they get caught in a situation like that? I mean, there may not be any evidence, no video evidence to show what took place. If it was magma or gases that came up, they would have no way to escape. But these are the signs of the age of Aquarius, and this just lets you know that, yes, still, we do have a magnetic pole shift that is taking place, and this magnetic pole shift is connected to magma. You know, it's not just the magnetism on the surf, in the atmosphere. It's not just the magnetic fields above the surface. It's the magnetic fields below the surface. And magma containing iron and other elements will have a magnetic field. So this is a part of the pole shift. So we're seeing this take place. You know, on the West Coast, we had hundreds of degrees of weather, and many records were broken this weekend. This past holiday weekend. Not only that, Colorado went from 100 degree weather and now she's down to what, 30 degree weather within a couple of days. That's a magnetic pole shift sign. That shows you a massive fluctuation in energy. And these are things that are going to continue to happen, and these are things that are going to continue to take place whether people want to acknowledge them or not. These are things that we're going to have to get used to. The governments of the world, the organizations of the world, are going to have to adjust to these natural changes. There's going to come a time when many of us, we're going to see a lot of empty buildings, a lot of buildings run over by nature, homes and everything like that. But it's not to fear. This devastation that's coming is the change that Mother Earth must go through. As she goes through the change, then we become free. We get our freedom because we don't know that we're enslaved to systems of control that are very unnatural and run counter to nature. Many of the deserts that exist on Earth, those are going to go away. The desert atmosphere where it's dry with no water in the atmosphere, and basically, it feels like there's no life energy in the atmosphere. That's being reversed by this magnetic pole shift and the changes that Mother Earth are going through and the energies that Earth is receiving from the cosmos around us. So that's why you see, like I said before, all this, the Arab states, you see all the flooding take place. And many other places, that you see even more flooding take place. Now, keep in mind, the Arctic ice regions are still melting. So with that Arctic ice melt taking place, waters are being released and increasing the water available in the rivers and in the oceans, and also water available in the atmosphere. Heat domes in the Arctic zones, so that melt is taking place, can't be stopped. There are a lot of things that men can do to manipulate weather and control many things. But Mother Nature and the universe and the universal prime creator are way more powerful. So we see things taking place that they're not, you can't say 100% everything is being controlled by man. You can say like 10% is being controlled by man. Maybe 5%, maybe 10% is too much. Maybe 5%, and everything else is nature and the cycles that we're going through and things that were meant to happen as part of the magnetic pole shift and the great shift, being in the age of Aquarius. So as for yourselves, keep in mind that you're going to see many changes to your body, many changes within your consciousness. Your mind state is going to change. Things that were once normal for you, not going to be normal anymore. Like I said in my last podcast, the alchemy of the heart took place in August. So now, that kundalini energy, the pineal gland, pituitary gland, The energies of the brain, the energies of the groin are now meeting in the heart. And it's interesting when you take the word earth and you shift the letters around and lowercase all the letters and bring the letter H forward and capitalize it or keep it lowercase. Now earth becomes heart. Earth is the heart. And that's the lesson that we're learning. The lesson is the heart. We have to reconnect with the heart because that is where the source is located. Now, the pineal gland, the pituitary gland, the brain system is a beautiful, complex quantum mirror, but it is still a mirror. And the true source is our heart. And the true power is in our sexual organ regions. You know, the regions that they don't want us to pay attention to, or they want us to pay attention to it. When I say they, controllers of media, sure, we can pay attention to it, but it's usually just in the sexual act alone and not in the use of sexual energy for a divine purpose. A very interesting and very powerful scientist that you would want to research to understand what I mean by the Kundalini energy and the sexual center of the body and how that should be used for divine purposes is Wilhelm Reich. Wilhelm Reich, you should research him. W-I-L-H-E-L-M and then R-E-I-C-H, Wilhelm Reich, and his research discovery of organ energy, life energy. So research organ energy, life energy, and what that means for us, because we all have it. The earth has it. And when the earth doesn't have it, that's when deserts take place. And deserts should not be here because they are an indication of deadly organ energy or the life energy not flowing. So when you have cancer in the body or you have damage somewhere in the body, usually that's when the desert shows up in the human body. It's when the life force is not flowing correctly. Well, on Earth, we can see that the life force is beginning to flow correctly because all these floods are taking place. And it has to take place. So many places will be inundated with water, humidity, water in the atmosphere. And as this takes place, then we're going to see life return to places that were once desert. And that has to happen because Earth in her natural state is purely tropical. So we should have huge trees and vegetation all over the place. But in order to, you know, what's the saying? In order to make a few eggs, you got to crack some shells. So the fires, the floods, the devastation that we see not only in America, but around the world have to take place for the age of Aquarius to progress, for people to awaken from slumber, because we've all been asleep, so to speak. And it's going to be kind of uncomfortable, but necessary so that we can awaken and reconnect with nature and reconnect with ourself and reconnect with the cosmos. We'll wake up from the illusion of the matrix of just the machine world. And this is the age of Aquarius. So once again, it's just a little short little message. Let you know what's going on with the fires and the floods. You can expect to see more fires, more floods, a lot more fires, a lot more huge lightning strikes, as I said before. The life energy, the organ energy, I believe that Wilhelm Reich researched, is what is flooding the earth, and it's a part of the magnetic pole shift. It can't be stopped, so this life energy is going to cover all the earth. It's going to come up from the earth and come down from the sky. Can't be stopped. And so a lot of things are going to shift. Well, from our perspective, we might say that it's a natural disaster. But once you understand life energy or organ energy, you know it's a return to balance. So when things are off balance, you know, if you see something that's off balance, you got to bring it back to balance. And in order to do that, if you've been off balance for so long, as things are being brought to balance, what you thought as being normal gets shifted over because it's being brought back to balance. So just got to look at things holistically. Everything's being brought back to its natural state of being. You know, for us, it might take 5 years, but for Mother Nature, it might seem like the Earth, it might seem like 5 minutes to our 5 years. So, yes. Also, keep in mind, I'll probably discuss this again in another podcast. December 21st, 2020 is when the great Jupiter-Saturn conjunction takes place. This is usually tracked in Vedic astrology. So Jupiter-Saturn is a major conjunction. Jupiter and Saturn are major planets. Jupiter is benefic or benevolent, beneficent for human. It's for human activity on Earth. It's an expansive planet, usually associated with the number three, where Saturn is the planet of judgment, right ruling. You know, it's a karmic planet, so you're dealing with your karma, and it's the planet of judgment, and it's associated with the number of eight, rules, regulation, strict order, discipline. And Jupiter and Saturn, when they connect, that's powerful. So we can expect, you know, many people are saying look forward to the election, at least here in the U.S. But we have to remember, U.S. elections, the world does not revolve around U.S. politics. The world revolves around planetary conjunctions and alignments. So December 21st, 2020 is going to be a major planetary conjunction. These planetary conjunction and alignments have been going on, but I'm just saying the Jupiter-Saturn one on December 21st, at least it will be December 21st here in America. It may be a different date in another part of the world. Just look for a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. See what day it's going to be in your location and just keep track. Usually the energies associated with a planetary conjunction of a major type, you have a lead in. So you have like a couple of weeks before and a couple of weeks after. So it's not instantaneous. You'll notice changes and you'll feel changes leading up to it. So, but first we got to make it out of September. Who knows what really September is going to bring. But keep in mind the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction is coming up in December. So look out for that. And then as far as America goes, we've got the Great American Eclipse that's going to take place again August 17th or 16th in 2024. So, you know, got about 5 more years or just roughly 4 years. So we'll keep all that in mind. Keep taking care of yourself. Do what you've got to do to keep your mind balanced and keep your Kundalini rising within yourself, reflecting off of your brain, your pineal gland, and keep that energy. Try and bring it down to your heart. We're all going through different stressors right now, different challenges and obstacles, and we're going to be able to do it because Mother Nature is going to do it. Earth is going to do it. The life energy, the Orgon energy, is flooding the Earth, and you have to know that it is happening. And Orgon energy is antithema to machine energy. So a lot of things that our society is built on is on the machine, and electricity and Orgon energy shuts that down. So we're going to see a lot of electrical storms, and a lot of things are going to change on Earth. But it has to take place within ourselves and Earth herself. All right. So just a little short message from me or through me to you. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, this is the Age of Aquarius, and I am Kenosha Amen, signing off.